Om Shanti. 24th January 2019, Thursday. The blessing from today's Sakar Murli. May you use the facilities of science, silence, and recognize Maya from a distance and chase her away and become a conqueror of Maya. May you use the facilities of silence and recognize Maya from a distance and chase her away and become a conqueror of Maya. Maya will come till the last moment, but it is Maya's duty to come and your duty to chase her away from a distance. If Maya comes and shakes you and you then chase her away, that is also waste of time. Therefore, with the facilities of silence, from a distance, recognize that is Maya. Do not let her come close to you. If you think, what can I do? How can I do this? I am still an effort maker. It's like offering hospitality to Maya, and you then become distressed. Therefore, recognize her form from a distance and chase her away, and you will become a conqueror of Maya. Baba is trying to unearth the nature of Maya. Maya will come till the last moment, and it is her duty to come, and your duty is to chase her away. Her duty is to come to shake you. So to recognize Maya from a distance is very important, because once the Maya comes and then you start fighting with her, that also is a waste of time. And to have such thoughts, what can I do, how can I do, I am this, I am that, it is all about offering hospitality to Maya. That's why Baba is saying, recognize Maya from a distance. Recognize different forms of Maya from a distance. And Baba has told the method of doing this. And the method, in one word, is silence. Just as we have science, just as there are scientists, just as they do research in science, we are silentists who do research in silence. Just as they come out with some new invention every now and then that makes things easy for humankind, we are those who explore, investigate, research, understand, go in depth of silence and come out with some new thing that helps the effort, that helps us or gives us some tools, some resource, some new invention, some new device, some facility, something new that helps us recognizing Maya. Just as they have binoculars, just as they have many instruments by which they get to know that somebody is approaching. So just as science has done wonders, in a similar manner, silence also can do wonders. So when you are silent, when you have silence with you, automatically you recognize Maya. And just as science has got facilities, what are the tools of silence? What are the resources of silence? What are the means of silence that we need to understand? So, sadhan or facilities, what are the tools of silence? What are the tools of science, first of all? Electricity. Tools of silence. What things science uses to benefit humankind? What are those things which science uses? Laboratory. Science has a laboratory and scientists and instruments and chemicals, machines, and what all things are there? What are the tools of science? Raw material with which science works. Different papers, different chemicals, different instruments, and research. And what are the things science uses as a tool? Heat. Heat, fire, water, bio elements, air, and lever. Yeah. So different instruments and no, that is different. Tools. What they use? Scientists. They have a lot of test tubes, and they have in that lab so many equipments are there. Latest equipments are there. So science has got lot many tools. Okay. And out of those tools, science is a sadhan of science that they create inventions. Now, silence also has got tools. So what are the tools? What are the facilities? What are the resources? What are the means of silence? So that some invention should come out.
Concentration, the tools of silence.
Okay, yeah. So there are many things. We'll just try to understand. Tools are what Baba uses the word, Hindi word, sadhan. It's very difficult to translate in English, but they have used the word facilities. So facilities itself means comfort, or itself means tools or means. So just as God, science uses tools, science uses resources, science uses facilities, or science is useful to humanity to create inventions. In the similar manner, silence also is useful. So what does silence do, or what tools it uses? So silence creates sacredness, purity within. Silence uses the tool of purity or sacredness. In the silence only, one gets to understand how much pure one has become. What saintliness, what sacredness is within us. What alloys are with us, we are carrying. And how can we remove those? So, if science is here, and these are the inventions, this is a silence. So silence uses sacredness as a tool to create spiritual wonders. And then in silence you get supreme bliss. One reaches the stage of supreme bliss only in silence. So silence uses supreme bliss as an instrument to create the new world, we can say. Silence uses many other things like self-respect. It uses solitude, it uses self-training, self-mastery, self-analysis, self-churning, self-esteem, so many things like introversion and all those. So all these are means with which silence uses. So when one is silent, as I said, automatically one becomes saintly, sacredness comes, automatically supreme bliss comes, automatically all this self, everything related to thing, self-analysis, self-churning, soul-searching, all those things come, satisfaction comes. So the more silent one is, automatically all these things are generated, and then silence uses these things as tools to create something new. That is the first thing. Second is introversion. When one is silent, automatically one becomes introverted. So introversion is a very useful thing. It's silence uses introversion as a tool. Illumination. One gets enlightened in silence. Enlightenment, illumination is not possible in din, clamor, voice, sound. One has to go above all of these things. Then only illumination takes place. And then all improvements happen in silence. The real spiritual improvement takes place only in silence. When one is alone, when one is in solitude, the real spiritual development happens there. On the outside we have circumstances, situations, crisis, but we get time, we learn from all of this outside situation only when we go in silence. Otherwise situations come and situations go, and they keep on coming and we don't learn anything from any situation. After every situation, after every circumstance, after every crisis, after every challenge, after every difficulty, after every predicament, every adversity, one must retire into silence, and then only improvement takes place, and then only illumination happens, and then only one understands some lessons from that silence. One more thing is imagination. Our imagination is fired during silence. We achieve the highest flight of imagination in periods of silence. It is not that you are given a task or a problem and you keep on thinking about it, you spend 4 hours thinking about that problem. No solution comes. Go in the stage of no mind or no thinking, or you disengage yourself from that thought and you engage yourself in some other word, some other thing. Automatically the answer to this problem will emerge. For example, somebody is trying to solve some problem and sitting whole day he is sitting and discussing, okay, and then evening he sits in yoga and forgets about the problem. And suddenly the answer emerges in evening yoga. This has happened many times. Or you try to recall somebody, you know somebody, and you forgot his name. I know him, but I'm not just remembering his name. I'm trying to recall, nothing is coming. Then I give up and I engage myself in some other work and I remember that person's name. This has happened many times. It happens with everyone. You have known some person 10 years back, you knew him, his name, and suddenly he appears in front of you. You feel, I know him, but you can't remember his name. You try to scan everywhere in your mind, but it doesn't appear. You even start your ABCD, A, it is not A, it is not B, it is not C. If his name is Anil, you have missed it even. You say A, but nothing comes. You say B, you finish ABCD, but his name has not come. While you knew him. And then you forget and you start doing something else. You start eating and suddenly you remember, yes, his name is that. So this is the nature of mind. So imagination is fired with this stimulated, excited. High flights of imagination or visualization happens only in silence. That's why the greatest poetries are written in silence. That's why the greatest pictures, statues, music, songs, lyrics, inventive works are all done only in silence. You know, in English, there is a very good word, serendipity. Have you heard of that word? S-E-R-E-N-D-P-T. Serendipity. What is serendipity? It's a very common word. No, serendipity is sudden invention. Sudden invention. You were trying to discover something else and you discover something else. Just as in medical sciences, the penicillin, which was discovered, that's an example of serendipity. That Franklin was trying to discover Fleming, Alexander Fleming was trying to discover something else, but he found out this penicillin injection. So you are engaged in, your mind is engaged in discovering something, but you end up discovering something else. So sudden discovery, sudden invention, that is known as serendipity. Like that Archimedes, he was given the task of finding, he was given an ornament and the king was doubtful that it is not made up of pure gold. Definitely some alloy is mixed. So Archimedes went and he kept on thinking and thinking and thinking and churning and meditating, reflecting on that. How to know that there is an alloy mixed. Ultimately he gave up. He went to bathroom and he was taking bath and suddenly it appeared and he cried out, "Eureka, Eureka!" And like that in the naked stage he came to the palace telling the king that "I have found it, I have found it." That is known as Eureka, Eureka, Eureka. So that is known as serendipity. So serendipity is sudden. You remember, you try to, you get the idea, you get the new invention, you strike upon something very much new. So this serendipity happens in silence. It doesn't happen when you are thinking of the solution. It happens when you give up thinking about solution. So that is one of the tools of silence. And then lightheartedness. Silence causes lightheartedness. Silence causes, makes you loving, detached. Silence leads to liberation from many of the stresses and tensions of life. Silence is very soothing. Silence is like a balm. Silence is comfort giving. Silence, they say, there is a very good saying in English, silence is the sleep that refreshes wisdom. That sleep refreshes the body. Silence is also sleep. Once you sleep in silence, it refreshes wisdom, vivek. There is a reawakening of the wisdom. Mahatma Gandhi has said in his autobiography that when he went to London, he used to feel inferior, that people are so up to date and they are high mannered and he doesn't have those manners, he doesn't know how to speak properly. Before speaking every single English statement, he has to construct that statement in his mind, see the grammar, proper it is or it is proper or not, and then utter the words or statements. And then he joined some singing or dancing classes because he understood, he doesn't know dancing or all that things. So he started spending a lot of money on all these things. And then, I don't remember exactly what was that event. There was one person who came in his life. His name was Mr. Alam. So he says, when I met him and when I saw there were a group of people who were studying Gita over there. And I felt ashamed that I am from India and I don't know what is Bhagavad Gita. And I am spending all my time in becoming Englishman. So he says, this Mr. Alam came and that made an alarm in my mind. His name was Dr. Mr. Alam. So he caused me to wake up from my sleep of becoming sophisticated or Englishman. So silence is the sleep that refreshes wisdom. Then silence is an energy also. Silence gives you power, yoga power. So we are discussing about tools of silence. So silence, one of the tools is energy. When one goes in silence, automatically one becomes energetic. Power of yoga, or all eight powers come to you, or you become, you achieve that stage of ecstasy or enthusiasm. Automatically all those things happen. Then silence also leads to newness, novelty. All the creativity happens only in silence. Have you ever wondered that these people who write songs, from where they get those new ideas? New songs. All singers, not singers, lyricists, those who write song, song composers, or music, musicians, from where they get that? Definitely they must be going in silence, that they come out every time with something new. Otherwise, there are many people who keep on repeating the same thing, which they know. Like there was a leader, a political leader, he had prepared three speeches, ready-made three speeches. So whichever place he will go, he will say those three speeches. And one he had kept in spare. If suppose he finds the same audience which were there last time, he had kept. So only four speeches he managed his whole life. So with slightly name, change of name and place. That's it. Otherwise content same. So silence is something that leads to creativity, newness, novelty, and you also enjoy it when there is a newness. Otherwise, same monotonous things to keep on repeating, it's not a good idea. And then silence leads to calmness. Silence causes, makes you calm, quiet. The tranquility comes, chastity or whatever you call it. And silence is a cure for many illnesses of mind. There are diseases of the body and there are diseases of the mind. There are physical, there are psychological. Humanity is suffering more from psychological illness than physical illness. And even before, behind every physical illness, there is a psychological illness. No person in this world can say that I am mentally healthy. Everybody is carrying some or other hurts, some complexes. Unless and until somebody who is a yogi and who has, with his power of yoga, has gone beyond all of these things. Otherwise, so silence is also a cure. The silence causes calmness, silence is a cure. Silence also is useful in maintaining chastity. And the last thing, E, silence leads to economy. Baba says, become an incarnation of economy. Economy of words, economy of thoughts, economy of money, economy of resources. Because when you are in silence, then you can think what things are getting waste. We will not waste even this electricity, light and all other things. Water, time, all of these things will be utilized. Silence leads to effectiveness. Silence is the supreme enjoyment. And silence is the most eloquent speech. Silence is the most fluent speech. There is no speech. Is this powerful? Scream. Most powerful scream. So It is the most eloquent speech, most powerful speech or scream or words, screaming, shouting. So speaking in silence is one of the best way of speaking. It is known as non-verbal communication, NVC. This is a great word in soft skills, NVC, non-verbal communication. Communicate but don't speak. One of the characters of Shakespeare says, I shall speak to thee in silence. I shall speak to thee in silence. In deep silence I will speak to thee. Means I will not speak, but I will speak. So that is silence. So these are all the different tools of silence. So Baba says, with these tools of silence, recognize that Maya is coming. Recognize Maya from a distance. Otherwise Maya comes and you take out your sword and you start fighting, and then you have a lot of waste thoughts and you waste everything. Then you become victorious, or sometimes you make it defeated also. So best it is to remember, to recognize these vices, these weaknesses, imperfections when they come to you. You should have that keen vision to recognize that this is laziness, this is carelessness, this is lust, and this is anger, and this is avarice, and this is attachment, and these are the subtle forms of ego. So when you recognize all of this, then you are safe. That's why in English there is a saying, think before you think. Think before you think. Even before thinking, you should think about it. So Mama used to say, you should have Gyan of Yoga and Yoga of Gyan. You should have Gyan of Yoga and Yoga of Gyan. You should have Gyan of Seva. What Seva to do, that also you must know. You should have Gyan of Gyan. What Gyan you should have, that you have to remember Gyan, this Gyan also you should have. Gyan of Gyan, Gyan of Yoga. Yoga of Gyan, Gyan of Seva. All intermingled. Think before you think. Think before. You have to check your thoughts also. It is a thought checking. Because there are thought crimes. In Christianity, they say, they talk about thought crimes. When you think something evil, it means you are committed crime at the mental thought level only. So they are known as thought crimes. All crimes are this emanate from thought. First thought and then outside. Okay, option.